Good morning. For WVIK News, I'm Herb Trix. July was hot, with slightly more rain than usual in the Quad Cities, and we can expect slightly warmer weather over the next 3 months with normal chances of rain. Meteorologist Dave Cousins from the National Weather Service in Davenport says the average temperature last month was 77.4 degrees, or nearly 2 degrees above normal. And 4.5 inches of rain fell here. That's just a third of an inch more than usual.
There are several 90-degree days for the Quad Cities through the month of July there. After kind of a cool May, and then June and July really kind of were noticeably warmer in that regard than May was, since May was kind of cool and wet. And, you know, here, like I was saying, the rainfall for July was just a little bit above normal.
On July 11th, Cousins says a storm produced damaging winds from Cedar Rapids and Iowa City east of the Quad Cities. Cousins says one gust of wind was recorded at 80 miles per hour at the airport. For August, we can expect it to be slightly cooler than normal, with near normal to slightly more rain. Since January 1st, the Quad Cities has received nearly 23 inches of precipitation, or 7 inches less than the same period a year ago. Illinois public health officials are urging additional vigilance by local officials in 11 counties where there are increases in COVID-19 cases. The counties are in the so-called warning level status because of the spread of the illness. The counties include Joe Davies, Sangamon, and St. Clair. Each has shown troublesome surges in infections. Governor J.B. Pritzker has warned that regions with a COVID-19 resurgence might be subject to restored restrictions on social interaction. Well, because of the pandemic, applications to vote by mail in the November election have been sent to residents of Rock Island County. County Clerk Karen Kinney says the applications were sent to 85,570 registered voters. And by encouraging people to vote by mail this fall, she hopes to ensure the safety of voters, poll workers, and her staff from the coronavirus.
We will not have as many early vote centers open. We will be open here on September 24th. And then 2 weeks before the election, we will be open at Western Illinois University, because we're counting on vote by mail to take the place of the early vote centers.
Her office will not mail the official ballots until late September, when early voting will also open. Thanks to grants from the state, all counties in Illinois are sending out applications to vote by mail. For people who don't vote by mail or vote early, 38 polling places will be open in Rock Island County on Election Day, November 3rd. Well, the 37th annual East Moline Labor Day Parade has been canceled. The Quad City Federation of Labor and the QC Labor Day Alliance made the decision in light of Governor Pritzker's COVID-19 guidelines. Mike Malmstrom, longtime parade volunteer, says the parade committee will have what he calls the best parade in our history next year. Well, Illinois State University says it will rename floors in a residence hall that are named for U.S. Secretary of State who had slaves. They include Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, and James Monroe. Watterson Towers consists of 11 houses, which are named after the first 10 secretaries of state. The university says 8 took part in slavery. Doris Houston, a diversity official at Illinois State, says it can be traumatic to live in a dorm with the names of people who represent what she called centuries of oppression and systemic injustice. For WVIK, Quad Cities NPR, I'm Herb Trix.